Reichman University.
Stop, bro. What are you doing? Stop. Look. Who are you messaging?
See someone.
I bet you it's Canary.
It is Canary. You're reading my
Canary? Phone. Canary. Raffy.
From Florida.
Gina from South Africa.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Raffy Solomon?
Raphael.
Gina.
Oh my God, I've missed you so much.
I know, it's been a hot minute.
It's been a, hey, that's what I say. It's been a hot, hot minute.
Toasty minute. And it's hot outside.
Yeah, this heat is
brutal. I keep wearing sweaters outside. I never learned my lesson. Really.
I don't know why you're wearing a sweater and it's making me sick.
Because it looks cool. And I like the
It
blue.
Is a cool sweater.
Thank you.
But we are here at Home Sweet Home Audioversity, where it's very, very much AC'd.
Oh, thank God.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. And we are here because we use this podcast as a
alternative to therapy, Gina.
Oh my God, Raffy, you keep amazing me with your intelligence.
That's probably why I've been so depressed recently, is because
we haven't been doing this. How are you, Raffy?
I've been better.
Okay. You know what? We're here. We're back. Slay.
Yeah.
I think we should get straight into it.
I agree. Gina.
Don't you hate it when crazy people...
I hate it when people are crazy. I mean, it's not really right for me to say because I have my own moments.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Do you want to start off or I can start off?
I mean, yeah, I could start off with a few things.
Let's see who can come up with better.
You see, I had some, I would say unfortunate, but it was more hysterical than anything.
Okay.
some moments in my school. For instance... this one kid, who's, I believe, a year younger than I am, my good friend's younger brother, and I'm also close with him. He's a pretty funny guy. Very funny. Too funny. And
what does too funny mean?
You'll see. At one point, I'm not sure exactly what happened. I don't remember, but him and his grade were pretty frustrated with the head of school for something, whatever it was. Kids always find a reason to complain, whatever. So they're talking on the grade chat about this, that, blah, blah, blah. And then eventually... this guy who I'm talking about decides to just whip an absolute banger out and text on his grade chat that he's going to shoot the head of school.
Are you serious?
If you know him, like, you know he's not serious.
Can we give him a fake name?
Yeah.
Stanley.
You told me to give him a fake name. All I could think of was his real name.
But Stanley.
Let's go with Stan. Stan for short. So this guy, Stan, right? He texts that he wants to shoot that at school.
Okay.
Someone on the chat... is the daughter of one of the administrators of the school.
Oh.
And her mother or father must have gotten a hold of the phone, saw the text.
Was he like, were there any emojis when he wrote the message?
I don't know. Maybe like a water gun, you know? That's like the perfect emoji.
Okay.
So he got narked on, and police came to the school, and it was like...
Did they arrest him?
No. But, like, he was, you know, interrogated, and then he was, you know, kicked out of the school, consequently. They don't take that stuff very lightly.
I mean, yeah, it does make sense. It is America.
Like, it's crazy. Okay, enough about America. But now that we're talking about it, I have another friend in the same school.
You see?
2 years younger than me.
I know.
Let's call him, what should we call him?
Steve.
Oh, fine. Steve. Very basic name. Let's call him Steve. He's 2 years younger. And he's kind of crazy. Like, I'm friends with him. Like, he's funny, but wow, he's clearly not, he has his moments, you know? And he was always getting in trouble for, you know, something or other. Nothing ever, like, so serious. But then at some point, he got into a confrontation with this other kid in his grade. And at some point, it escalated, and he told him he was going to shoot up the school.
Again, so...
This is a different kid.
Different kid, same scenario.
No, like, the other one just wanted to shoot the head of school. You know, this guy, Steve,
wanted to
Steve
take
wanted
everyone
to shoot.
Out.
Yeah, he was planning on taking everyone out.
Taking him out.
Now, once again, he wouldn't actually do it. Like, he's all talk, he's all bark, no bite, you know?
Okay.
So, someone, the kid he told this to told someone, probably the head of school or someone up there. Again, the cops came. It was a big deal. I was in the middle of class, and I see cops rolling in. They take him, they question him, they check his bag. And he did not have a gun on him.
No,
but
really?
They found like some
what did they find?
Substances he had, like some like a, I think a marijuana pen. And so they found that on him and just tallied it to the list of reasons, you know, he shouldn't be here. And he also got kicked out. And I think that those two happened like the same year or one year after another. There's always something crazy.
America.
Right. And then there's these, there's this group of girls, also different two story. Years younger than me. In my senior year, they decided it was a good idea to all take edibles in the bathroom during class. Which, like, look, have your fun. I don't care. But you got to be smart about it. Like, this was the first time they had, each of them had taken edibles. And they each took.
And they decided to take that at school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant, right?
So smart.
So one of them collapses in class, just falls back in her chair, unconscious, gets rushed to the ER because they clearly either took too much or, you know, whatever the situation was, bad trip. One of them collapsed in class, and the others, you could, like, you could look at them. You could see.
You could be like,
I didn't know what had happened, but I remember sitting in, like, the upstairs lounge area, and a few of the girls, like, passed by me or sat near me, and, like, you could just look at them, and you knew like, they were fried. Like, their eyes were red, boiling. And these girls came up to me. They asked me, they're like, could you drive us to the hospital so we could give this other girl her stuff? Because, like, the one girl who was there obviously just got rushed there. She, you know, all of her stuff was still at school. I was like, okay, fine. Like, at first, I didn't even know that all of them, like, had taken it together and that she went to the hospital because of this weed. I was like, oh, you guys are kind of cooked. Like, who cares? I drove them there, fine, drove them back. Like, I didn't think so much of it. And then, like, a few days later, they all got kicked out of school. Like, all, I think it was five girls. They all got expelled. Crazy.
Raffi, what is wrong with your school?
And people tried to, like, petition to bring them back. I remember getting sent this form by some girl in their class, and she was like, oh, could you sign this petition? We want to have them brought back into class. And I was just like, no.
Like, don't get involved.
You took edibles in the bathroom. Like, as a first time. Like, you did everything wrong. You got to learn from that. Like, come on.
That's so stupid.
And I'm not putting my name on the I support them page. I mean,
you did drive them.
Yeah, but that was unbeknownst to me, the situation.
That was innocent.
Yeah.
Raffi, what is your school?
Dude, it's crazy. There was just always something interesting. I don't know. Us Jews, we get into it, you know? For those who don't know, I went to a modern Orthodox school.
Okay. In Boker or Hollywood?
Boker.
Okay.
Hollywood had its own things, but that was like my issue. Like when I brought a knife to school. I think I brought that up.
Yeah. No, we've spoken about your violent phase.
Right, you see, well, I did it at a young age and learned. I didn't do it in high school. Come on, like, let's be smart.
I'm scared.
Don't do it when it matters.
You know? Oh, yeah, obviously. No, for sure. Listen, I mean, as South Africa, you know, I grew up in South Africa. I did go to an old, a Jewish day school throughout my whole high school.
Shkoyach.
Thank you. Amen. Amen, brother. And
amen? What religion are you? It's amen.
We don't discriminate here.
I do.
Okay. Well, at least you're honest about it. And, you know, like, growing up, like, I have to say that they were, like, very, you know, those instances here and there. Like, but I remember this one time, we'll call this person. It's a boy.
It's a boy, Joe.
Joe? Yeah. Perfect. So.
You know.
What?
Nothing.
What did you say? Rabbi!
Joe?
Joe mom? Sorry.
Cut that out. Cut that out right now.
No, we're gonna keep it. So basically, Joe, in the third grade, I came to school, and it was like the first day and whatever. Kid Joe picked up a desk. I walked like this is I'm saying like as I walked into the class, okay, and I just suddenly see a desk flying towards me.
Ah, of course.
Like, and I was like, "Hello." I still don't know the reason till this day why there was a desk thrown at me, but quite a first day. Same kid, fast forward like a year later, we're in like the fourth grade now, took the teacher's keys to the classroom and locked the teacher. Now, this teacher was very, very old. Like, she was very old. She was very sweet. Like, she was fragile, you know what I mean? And he locked the class and the teacher in the classroom.
Nice.
For like an hour. And no one... I think he eventually left the school. I don't know if he was kicked out. I think he left the school. I hope that he's doing okay today.
Yeah, that's
but he made the teacher cry as well. Also, a lot of people in my grade, it was a thing to make teachers cry.
Oh, yeah. It was like a competition for me back in the day.
I don't understand it. I felt very, very bad.
I felt bad when it was like my rabbis, because I was like, these guys are sweet. I feel bad. But it's funny you mentioned getting a desk
thrown at you. Oh, my God. You just reminded me of a story.
Well, I have a good friend, family friend of mine, who her teacher in a school I didn't go to, he had some anger issues, clearly. So whatever, he had his things every now and then. But at some point, he snapped at some kid who was making some dumb remark. He picked up a
desk.
What
was the remark?
I don't know. But he picked up one of those like desks that's attached to the chair.
Yeah, yeah, those were the one of the desks he threw at me.
The teacher threw it at a kid and hit him. Yeah, the teacher got kicked out of the school.
Okay, so something similar happened with me.
Tell me.
So I didn't have this teacher. He was a rabbi. He did get, you know, fired. But I don't know the full story. Basically, he had gotten really angry with the certain class, and to the point where he started like swearing, like, okay, take a chill pill, brother, relax. And then he took his fist and he punched the wall and made a huge, and like, I remember the day I was like in the same building, and I remember hearing a big, bah! Like a massive bang. And it was him hitting the wall, and he created a hole in the wall.
That's some crazy anger issues.
No, it's when teachers get angry.
I had a rabbi slap me. Like proper, dare I say, B-word slap, like across the face.
He beat you.
Right.
Rafi.
No, I gave him permission. He was like, because okay, I made a pretty inappropriate remark, and he was like, could I slap you? I was like, yeah, fine.
Maybe what was the remark?
He slapped the crap out of me. Remark's not important.
Rafi, what was the remark?
You're not getting it out of me.
Rafi, what was the remark?
It was just weird.
What was the remark?
No, two of my friends, they were like, I'm telling you, two of my friends were like wrestling in the middle of class, like out of nowhere, and one of them was, they were in quite precarious positions, and I made some like gay joke. I was like, oh, that kind of looks, you know. Doesn't look like they're fighting anymore. And my rabbi was like, come on.
Come Rafi.
On. You got to be bigger than that.
Raphael. Like, do you have a middle name?
Yeah. J. J-A-Y.
J-A-Y. Oh, J. Yeah. I remember.
It's pretty sick now.
Also, sorry. Totally different side note. On another note, do you had fire drills, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I never took those seriously.
It was hard to take them seriously, but like, you know, whatever. The teacher told you I had to
go
outside.
This one time, everyone knew, but our teacher forgot to tell us.
This one time in my school, this kid put a bar of chocolate in the microwave in the teacher's lounge and turned it on for like 10 minutes and it exploded. And so we had a fire drill.
Bullshit.
I say fire drill, it was a real fire, but it was, thankfully, it was small and controlled. But some little...
Was that you?
Some little cracker. No, it wasn't me. Some little kid just threw a bunch of chocolate in a microwave.
Why? But
why?
How did he get into the
up?
Teacher's lounge?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Like, I remember even till like the senior year or like matric or 12th grade, whatever the fuck you want to call it, wherever you're from.
12th grade, senior year.
Matric.
Fine.
So, you just couldn't get into the teacher's lounge. For some reason, it was always like you just wouldn't go there.
Yeah, it's like you don't go there. But somehow this
the
kid
only
got
time
in.
That people go there is like towards the end of the year, you know, like kids in my grade, they took pranking to a whole new level.
Fine.
To the point where there were a couple boys in my year, took an inflatable pool, went into the principal's office, put the pool there, filled up the pool, and put on like armbands onto their arms. And they were there at like 5 in the morning because the principal comes in like quite early. I don't know how they got the key. I don't know how they got into the room. I don't know how they... I don't know any of the logistics of it.
They were just swimming there.
All I know is that our principal walked in and there were just these boys playing with rubber duckies in her office. And they like was like spilling everywhere.
That's a great prank.
Our principal.
I think that's hilarious.
Our principal was not very happy.
Lame principal, I suppose.
Hey, she was actually pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I deal with crazy people on a daily basis. I've been, I've seen some pretty weird stuff.
You were
stuff.
In, like, some fire recently, I saw.
Yes! There was a massive fire in Bnei Brak, of course. And this isn't related to the topic, but it's still a pretty cool story. And was my team and I, we go there and we were like, oh, shit, it's a proper fire. Like, two fire trucks, like, a whole entourage. and it was just me and my team. And, you know, there was a lot of smoke to the point where there was actually particles of ash falling onto me, into my ears, into my hair, down my shirt. So safe to say I had smoke inhalation. And one of my team members had asthma and the other one had COPD.
Nice.
So all of us were just fucking cruising.
Exactly what we need.
Exactly, know? Exactly. But the reason why we were so close to the fire is because the people there wanted to go into the fire. And I was like, are you stupid? No. Are you actually stupid?
I would have gone in. It would have made for like a, you know, movie scene type.
No. Thing. Oh my God. And then I actually had to have oxygen because my chest felt kind of tired. Like very tight. But that was that, yeah. B'nai Brak, people.
Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy play. Rafi, at this fire, a guy walked up with a parrot on his shoulder.
He definitely started the fire.
And my friend, and I turned to my driver and I go, his name's Omri. And I go, Omri, is that? And Omri goes, nope, you're not seeing things. I see it too. And I genuinely thought I was seeing things, Rafi. It was crazy. And the two of us looked at each other. I go, how the fuck does this happen on a shift? Rafi, I'm going to ask you a question. Out of all the cities in Israel, which do you think has the craziest people?
I think it's all crazy.
Wait. No. We're going to say the city that we think on the count of three. So as
I don't know. I don't know a lot of cities. Like, I only know a few.
Okay. Just say the one that you think, okay? One, two, three.
Jerusalem.
Tel Aviv. What? Why is it Jerusalem?
Nah, the people in Jerusalem are just different.
Okay.
Like, it's either all tourists or, like, the natives there who are maybe not the most there financially are just always, like, there's always something. I'm always being nagged by someone
about something. A guy took his beat of dragons for a walk in Tel Aviv.
That's, like, adorable. That's so cute. That's the dream.
And then they had them on their shoulders.
I'm all for the incorporating your pet, you know, pet's life into yours.
Very pet friendly.
I'm not nearly as human friendly.
No, I know. You tend to be a bit of a bot hazard to people.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say, I mean, to be fair, I'm pretty sure there's people who are like identified me as crazy.
Yes, probably most.
What does that mean to me, Rafi? No.
Have you heard yourself?
No. Say, have you heard yourself?
You're yelling.
Rafi, you literally brought a knife to school.
I would like to point out she's yelling across the room while also speaking into a microphone that goes to my headset.
No, that's not fair because you literally brought a knife to school.
Yeah, that was like a while
ago. You swallowed
ago.
Your own tooth.
That was an accident. That's not so crazy.
That doesn't
I got stuck
matter.
In the hot dog. Like, and what am I supposed to do? Notice?
Yes!
No, I swallowed the hot dog whole.
Oh my God.
No, that'd be crazy.
What the fuck?
Imagine.
Oh my God, that's disgusting. And you used to try and feed your dog bees?
Yeah, I tried that once and I got stung in the palm
Good.
Of my right hand.
Good.
First and only time I've been stung by a bee or a wasp. I've never been stung by a wasp.
I've it's very painful, I've heard. Amen, brother. Amen. Rafi, there's some crazy people out there.
There's more than some. I think most people are honestly can be crazy if you just give them the right opportunity.
The right equipment.
The right knife.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for this episode. Rafi, I'm so glad to have you back.
It's nice to be back. We need the therapy for real.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you liked, if you enjoyed it, and you want to hear more, make sure to tune in next time. Where you'll have to wait and see what will be in store for you. As always, guys, I'm Gina.
And I'm Ralph.
And make sure to like, follow, and rate. We're available on all podcast listening platforms.
We out.
Bye.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Rafi Solomon.
All our shows and podcasts available online on our website and on all podcast platforms. Search Audioversity.